the Gemara points out that there are two psukim in regards to the description of the halachos of Purim. Originally, the Gemara learns that Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Beis, that begins with the words Al Kena Yehudim Apruzim, the Pasuk said, Yoyim Arba Asa L'Chodesh Adar, Simcha U'mishta V'yabtoiv U'mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'eu. So here the Pasuk describes Purim as a Yom Tov. That's how the Megillah describes it, as a Yom Tov. Mark points out that in Pasuk Kaf Beis, there the Pasuk no longer, it abdicates that description of Purim, and describes it as Yimei Mishte V'Simcha U'mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'eu U'matanos L'Avyonu. So the Gemara tells us that the Gemara's interpretation, Sukkim, is that Esther originally had asked for it to be a Yom Tov, the Purim will be a Yom Tov, and she got rejected. It's not going to be Yom Tov, there isn't going to be an Isser Melacha. But the Gemara tells us that nevertheless, there was a minhag not to do Melacha on Purim, and that's how the Mechaber begins, and the Ramah for us Ashkenazim, the Ramah says, well, even Nagli Bakal Makum Shabbat Lassos, that we do not do Malacha. So, for example, some Boskim even say that doing laundry on Betar Pan Kanyas Fizatzal describes that the Abdur of the Yisr is just like the Yisr of Chalam Moed, according as a Minuk. As a Minuk. A few Tzarefiyuns. First of all, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal pointed out that that Gemara on Daf Hei of the Beis is actually quite strange. Because the Gemara begins a discussion with Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi planted on Purim. And the Gemara asks, wait a second, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi planted on Purim? Is that appropriate? Is there, the Gemara says, there's some type of Isser Melacha on Purim, isn't there? So the Gemara gives two possibilities. The Gemara says that it could very well be that it's only a custom, and in the place of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, they didn't have the custom. And then the Gemara gives another answer. Rebbe nata natiya shel simcha, that what Rebbe planted was a planting of simcha. So in Longdus, the halamina and the maskana of the Gemara doesn't change mitzius. The Gemara knew originally that Rebbe was nata natiya shel simcha. It's not that the Gemara changed the thought that it wasn't a natiya shel simcha. This is a tenet in Longdus, and so Soloveitchik goes with that tenet, and he says, so what did the Gemara think originally? The Gemara didn't know that answer, Rebbe Nata Natiya Shel Simcha. The Gemara originally attempts to differentiate between those places that have a minhag and those places that don't. So Tzarefiyun number one is, what is going on in that Gemara, in the Hava Mina and in the Maskana of the Gemara? Tzarefiyun number two, let's get now to put aside the Lomdus for a moment. Let's discuss some interesting things in the Halacha. One takes a look at the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha, this is Halacha L'maisa. Baruch Hashem, my dear Talmud Rabbi Solfeld has gone further than me in Halacha L'maaseh, so I'll throw a bone to Halacha L'maaseh. So, in the Be'er Halacha, he has a fascinating suffix in regards, and I learned the word David Halacha. So, the Be'er Halacha describes, in the beginning of Tafresh Sadi Vav, he describes, does the Isser Melacha apply also on the night of Purim, or only during the day of Purim? So that's a very shver machlokes. The Psalm Sofer makes sense. The Be'er Halacha quotes the Psalm Sofer says that if there's an Isser Melacha, then the Isser Melacha is going to be both during the night and during the day. What's the Svara of the Prima Gadin? Tzarefiyun, the Svara of the Prima Gadin. The Prima Gadin says it only applies during the day and it does apply at night. Now let's go back to the Psukim. B'siyata D'shmaya, I think we'll reveal some beautiful, with the help of our great Rabbeim. None of this is me. With the help of our great Rabbeim, we'll reveal some beautiful things, both in the Lomdus and in the Avodas Hashem of Purim. Let's go back to the Psukim again. Chazal were medaye that Esther wanted a Yom Tov, and she didn't get it. The second pasuk doesn't say Yom Tov. But now let's look carefully. For those of you who pulled out the Megillah, let's look carefully again in the Megillah. There's a few other changes that the Gemara Megillah doesn't stop at. The first one that inspired me about this, some of these diyukim, was Rabbi Yitzchak Sirotzkin. I saw him just this past, on my father's shloshim, I saw him and I thanked him for this, because this has opened up worlds for me. The Gemara notice the Yom Tov part, but the Gemara doesn't point out that the first pasuk doesn't mention Matanas Levyain. First pasuk, there's no mention of Matanas Levyain. The second pasuk, in pasuk of Beis, there is. And so Tzarafiyun number two, what's that? Or Tzarafiyun number three, we're up to. What's that? Why is it in the second pasuk you don't have Matanas Levyain? Tzarafiyun number four is an even more subtle deal, and everything is going to turn on this. In the first pasuk, the Megillah describes Purim as Yomar Ba'asa L'Chodesh Adar Simcha U'Mishtevi Yom Tov. Yet, in Chaf Beis, it says Mishtev Simcha. The order of Simcha and Mishte are switched. So again, Pasuk Yutes, you have Yom Tov, no mention of Matanas Levyonin. There, Simcha is mentioned first, and then Mishte. Pasuk Chaf Beis, you add Yom Tov is omitted. You have Mishte prior to Simcha, and Matanas Levyonim are mentioned. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the answer to his question about the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara. This Rav Shurkin Shlita has in his Sefer Harei Kedem. I'm saying it a little bit differently than the way Rav Shurkin has it, because it makes more sense for me this way. You remember we asked, why did the Gemara not bring in Binyan Shel Simcha? So Soloveitchik Zetzal said, awesome. Kedarko v'kodesh. He says, amazing. He points out that if the Isser of Malacha stemmed from Yom Tov, so then the fact that Rebbe Yehuda Anasi was doing a Binyan Shel Simcha is not going to be matir. In other words, Esther wanted a real Yom Tov with an Isser Malacha. So in the Havamina of the Gemara, Binyan Shel Simcha is not possible. Because what Esther wanted was a day like Shavuos, Sukkos, and Pesach. An Isser Malacha. If that's so then you can't arbitrate with whether it's a Binyan Shel Simcha or not. But once the Gemara introduces this amazing diuk, that the Sanhedrin told Esther it's not going to be a Yom Tov, but what it's going to be is only a day, which is a day of Mishne v'Simcha Mishlaf Manos u'Matanos Levyonim. So then, in such a case, the day itself does not have an Isser Malacha, and the Minhag that we learn, and that the Ramah follows, is a Minhag not to be Mesiach Das from the Simcha upward. And therefore, as long as it's a Binyan Shel Simcha, you're not going to be Mesiach Das, because you're still in a state of Simcha. That was Rav Soloveitchik's point. Oh, Im Kenim Advarim, so now, when does the mitzvah of Mishta start? The Gemara says, you may Mishta v'Simcha. The Gemara darshins that you're not Mekayim, Sudas Purim, Balayla. You're only Mekayim it Beyom. So Mishta v'Simcha is only Beyom. So based on this, we have Pshat to the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says that the Isser Malacha is not an Isser Malacha. Our Avamina that the Psalm Sefer was right, that the Isser Malacha should be both the night and the day. He's assuming it's a regular Yom Tov. If it's a regular Yom Tov, so then it's, of course, the night goes prior to the day, and there's an Isser Malacha. But now we see the Isser Malacha is directly connected to the Mishta v'Simcha. Notice the Mishta is coming first. The Mishta v'Simcha. That Mishta v'Simcha is what generates the Isser Malacha, but there's no Chaloy Shem Yom Tov. Memela, there's no Isser Malacha Balayla. And this shot is so good, now I have to go back to the Psalm Sefer. Maybe another time. What is the Psalm Sefer hold? But that's the Omek HaDover in regards to the context of this. Now, I always thought that this was a cute Hosafa, but now I realize it's not a cute Hosafa. And this is going to get us to the Avodah. But the cute Hosafa, I thought, was, if it was a Yom Tov, so then are you allowed to be Metaltal Mukta? Are you allowed to be, could there be Matanis Levyonin? No. So that's why Matanis Levyonin is not mentioned in the Pasuk Yutes, because Esther wants a Yom Tov, and there couldn't be Matanis Levyonin. But Rabosai is not cute vort. I realized just today, I've done this a couple of times, but just today, Ein Beis Medrash Below Chiddush, there's something very, very, very deep, I think, in the fact that Esther did not have
Matanis Levion. She didn't suggest it.
Let's go back now and examine the order of Simcha after Yom Tov, followed by Mishta, versus Mishta that progresses into Simcha. There are many, many anomalies about Simchas Purim, and I'll let you do the Adaloyada part. They make bracha v'amevin yavin, and there are many, many other parts that you could do on your own. But there's something striking, no doubt about it, about Simchas Purim in the fact that it breaks all rules. And to capture it, I think the best way to capture it is a pithy lesson that Rabbi Teitz Shlita has that captures so much. And that is, the Gemara tells us, of course, Nifnas Yain Yotza Sod. And so the literal translation, the simple meaning of the Gemara, is that when the wine comes in, then people reveal more. So Rabbi Teitz says so beautifully, Nifnas Yain Yotza Sod, when the wine comes in, the secret of Klal Yisrael comes out. The secret of Klal Yisrael is the ability to be Mekadesh the Chomrius. Our cousins who have murdered us in the last couple of weeks, who tried to imitate our religion, they couldn't take Yayin. Yayin had to be Aser. Nifnas Yayin Yatsa Sod, the secret of Klal Yisrael, is the ability and Purim. That's what the Avodah of Purim is about. The Avodah of Purim is about taking the Gashmias and taking the Hester, where the world looks at certain parts of the human condition as being a vice. We say that everything could be used in Avodah Hashem. I heard from a Fiskio Nevensal when he was drunk once on Purim. He screamed out, first of all, I must capture this moment a little bit at the house of my Rabbi Rav Nevensal. So Rav Chizkio, who davens Vasik, and he's already at Adeloyada by about 9 o'clock in the morning. And both the boys in Torah Shrag, the mitzvahs to drink it, wine in the Seuda, and that you don't, there's no need to get stoned. One of the boys corrected me and said, Rebbe, I don't think you mean stone. I think you mean drunk. Okay. But at the end of the day, there's no, but I must be honest that Rav Chizkio by 9 o'clock in the morning is already at the place of Adeloyada. So two things happened one poor morning about 9:30 is when I used to go over with the Nativari boys. First of all, this guy thought it was already gone, and some of the Fevrim knows him from the old city. He was already gone. He started singing Zmiros of Shabbos. Started singing Baruch El Yoim, and Rav Nevensal was just whatever his son does, he follows along, And then he got up to Kodeshi Lothem Shabbos Hamal. He got up to the words, Bechol Moshvei Seifem Loisasim Balatha. Chizkio started to cry. There had been public Chol Shabbos that was discussed in the news at that time. Rav Nevensal, as far as I know, has never told me to go out and demonstrate about Chol Shabbos. But in his home, Mamish Nifnas Yayin Yotza Sod, that's what came out. When he got up to the words at 9 o'clock in the morning on Purim, when he was already at the place of Adeloyada, he began to bawl by Stam. That was one thing. Now let's get back to the program. Rav Chizkio was screamed out. Yovoi Hamelef Vahonlon Hayoim is a simen to Shem Hashem. Tvarim Yiduim. Simen to Shem Hashem. Isn't that quite ironic? Yovoi Hamelef Vahonlon. Hamelef V'amon, the Shem Hashem, which is incomplete until Purim comes along, is a tziruf of Melech Kudsha Brichu with Hamar. That's the same idea that Rabbi Teitz is describing. That what the world thinks is a separate and distinct and a vice, Haman is really a chelik of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Haman is a chelik of being Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, the Svarim HaKadoshim famously write that Koyrim b'Yudalef Yubeis Yigimel Yudalef Tezvav Lo Pachos v'Lo Yoiser, that adds up to 11 through 15, adds to up to 65. Lo Pachos, Pachos is 10, Yoiser is Tezayin is 16, 10 plus 16 is 26. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Purim is about taking the Adnus and realizing that the Adnus is lo pafleis v'lo yoiser of the yud kei vav kei, bringing out Kutcha Brichu. So it's not just bringing out Kutcha Brichu in the story of Purim, which I'm sure you're going to share with your children. It's about within the halachos itself, the dynamics of the longness of the sugyas themselves reflect that. The Ainu, here's the Oymet. Comes Esther, the Poshib Shad, the Gemara. Is Esther comes and asks for what? She asks for a Yom Tov. And she gets rejected. They said, no, not so much. We're not going to give you a Yom Tov.
What will we give you?
We'll give you a day. Not a Yom Tov, but Rishalath Manos,
Bafulet.
According to Tikkunei HaZohar, that the Tikkunei, famous Tikkunei HaZohar, says that Purim is Yom Kippurim, that Purim is a higher Madrega than Yom Kippur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Sanhedrin, is saying, no, this is the pinnacle. It's the end of the year. It's the climax of the year. The climax of the year, the Zman that started in the Olam HaYeshivas, the Zman starts with Elul. It focuses on Yom Noraim. That's the beginning. And it culminates, the Zman ends with Purim. The Zman ends with the encounter of the Gilui, that all of the Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Samim of the Yom Noraim reaches its pinnacle if we have the ability to be Megala, the Hester, in the Gashmias. Derev Agav, my Rabbi Rav Nevin Zal says, amazing. He says that, how many Mesephtos are there in Shas? So most of the world says that there are 63 Mesephtos in Shas. Really, Rav Nevin Zal says there are 65, because Kalim was once three different Mesephtos. That corresponds to Adnos. Torah Sheval Peh is the expression of HaKadosh Baruch in this world. How many Sifrei Tanakh are there? So most people think there are 24 Sifrei Tanakh. Not correct. There are 26. Because Vayhi Ben Saya Aaron is a Hafsaka. There's really 26 Sifrei Tanakh. What's the last of the Sifrei Tanakh? Of course, Chazal speak about Purim and Amalek taken away from the Shem Hashem, Purim being Mashlim, the Shem Hashem. The last one, what's Mashlim, is Esther. The last Masefta is Masefta Megillah. Purim is Mashlim, that last part of Kutcha Brichu. It's going to that place, the furthest place, the Yayin, the place of vice, the place of Haman, and showing that Haman is the Felik of Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei. Of course, this is what I said to the boys tonight. It's not coincidence that Kol HaMekudesh Mefaver B'chor V'yosem Menu. How many people really do Purim right? And the reason why it's so hard to do Purim right is because Avodah is a very, very big Avodah. So that's why there's so much Chil Hashem that happens on Purim. I start off telling the boys that, what a Chil Hashem, you hear Kriya on this, that most Jewish communities, large Jewish centers across the world, they're teenagers, boys. In my days, it was mostly boys. Now, unfortunately, just as many boys and girls who are close to death. And they're, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us, that this year we shouldn't hear any bad news. But they're teenagers, young men and young women who have died or been killed on Purim. And the reason for that is because of this. There's a Bechina of Purim that's also Haman. The Avoida is to take the Haman and to be Mitzarep to the Melech. So there's no Kedushas HaYom of Purim. There's absolutely no Kedushas HaYom. The Kedusha of Purim is not generated from his Oiris D'ilav where there's a Yom Tov. That's what Esther asks. Esther asks from a confirmation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should endow this world with Kedusha on that day, and therefore it should be a Yom Tov, and have the Chaloy Shein Simcha, and the Mishnah is going to follow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Sanhedrin says, no, it's going to be a Yimei Mishteh V'Simcha. All of the Simcha has to come from the Mishteh, has to come from that Sod. It has to come from that lowest place. And that's Klal Yisrael's response, and we're up to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says at the end of the year, we're up to it. It's the last of the holidays, the Seif Kol HaNisim, Seif HaShana. Why? Because this is the Makkah B'Patish. This is the last of being Mashlim the Shem Hashem.
Somebody was dressed up on Purim with a bunch of sponges, and they asked him, what are you dressed up as? He said, I'm self-absorbed. someone self-absorbed, then they miss the essence of what Purim is all about. Oh, Rabosan. The Rambam in Perek Beis, Halofa Yudzayin. Rama in Perek Beis Halofa Yudzayin in Hilchos Purim famously writes in regards to Matanas Lev Yoinim. The Rambam says, anybody have a Rambam with it? Where's there behind me?
In middle class. Right, that would sound right like your kid.
Middle. Here we go. Where's Chris?
Rambam's holy words. Zot Eli Giramba Mutu Law, the Lahar Boys, Mimatonis of Yodim, the Lahar Boys, Visudos of Ishlaf Monasarayov. She'ein shom simcha gedoyla mefora ela sameach levaniyim v'yisonu v'almonis v'geirim. Famous Rambam. That the ultimate is the simcha matkanis lev yoinim.
You know what's happening? Esther wants a day with tremendous kedusha. Esther wants a yom tov with dveikus v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no. It's with your money, and it's with your... You're not supposed to escape your money. You're not supposed to escape your corporeal being. What you're supposed to be able to reveal is goodness and simcha in this world in sharing your corporeal state with somebody else. And that's the Lusaf of Matanas Lev Yonim. It's not just that Matanas Lev Yonim is... That it was an Isser Yom Tov. It's much, much, much deeper than that. What it's about is bringing out the idea that Kedusha and Simcha is not always the Gevaldike Kalbat Minyan. It's not only that, not simply that Gevaldike Yom Kippur Davening. It's being able to find every part of the world, every part of your existence, and to find meaning in it and sharing it with others. And the Rambam says that is the ultimate Simcha. Therefore, the Rambam paskins is regular avelos on Purim. We don't paskin this way. Ashkenazim, again, don't paskin this way. Taka the Mefaber does say that. The Mefaber writes in Tafresh Sadi Vov Dalet, Kol Divrei Avelos, Noigin Bechanu Kol Purim is regular avelos. Why? Because when is there no avelos? There's no avelos when there's a Yom Simcha. I'm in Avelos right now, so maybe I'm in a double Avelos, because my Rebbe also just passed away. My father and my Rebbe. At Winter of Nemzal, last week, I said to him, Rebbe, my father passed away 2 months ago. My Rebbe, from miracle, put me on my feet, passed away this past week. I said, you're the only one I have left. You have to live until 120. That's what I said to him. So he smiled at me. He said, amen. That's how the give and take went.
So what's up, Shat?
So even in Hashus, one could be Davei Takadish Barafo.
There's full Dina Avelos. Full Dina Avelos, says Ram. There's no Stira. A person could be Ba'avelos and could still share with others. A person could still be Avelos and be Megala a tremendous amount of Kedusha. And that's what Purim is about. There's no Chaloy Shane Simcha. There's no, the Yom itself is not Yom Simcha. But what finds Simcha even in the Chashus, at the end of the day, there's Tziduk HaDin. And sometimes the Tziduk HaDin, there must be. In the Tziduk HaDin, there's a Hester, there's Kutcha Brichwa, and the Adnos is a Yudke Vavke. And even the Ramah, who disagrees, listen to how the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah paskins that we're not knowing Bifar Hesya Avelos. But the Ramah says that there is Avelos Bitsina. The famous Mahalif that Rav Soloveitchik had, that he pointed out so beautifully, this works Halaf Lamaisa, Taisis and Ksubis Daf Dalet, doesn't agree with this, but we pass like Taisis and Ma'ikotan and Daf Chav Gimel, that Taisis, and we pass in Halaf, the Bali Taisis and Ma'ikotan say, that Avelos knocks out, is knocked out by Yom Tov, let's not knocked out by Shabbos. And we're knowing Varm Shivitzin on Shabbos. Wait a second. What's the difference between the two? Shabbos is different than Yom Tov. Yom Tov, for Soloveitchik described in the Yartzeit Drashos, Yom Tov
we have a feel of simcha, and we create the day, we turn the day into a yom simcha. With our hisorus ditata'a, we turn the day into a yom simcha. Shabbos might be a yom simcha. In fact, the Sefri says of yom simcha, samilu shabbosos, but we don't turn it into a day of simcha. We respond to it with oinig and kavod. And therefore, Shabbos and Avelos don't contradict each other. Shabbos and Avelos could coexist. We're not knowing Avelos b'farhese, but we're knowing Avelos b'tzina. Yom Tov and Avelos can't coexist with each other. So therefore, even the Ramah, who says that we're not knowing b'Avelos b'farhese, he says that we're knowing based on the Rush, he says we are knowing b'tzina. Why? Because the essence of Purim is not that it's a Yom Simcha, but rather the essence of Purim is that in the Mishnah one finds Simcha, and that might be subjective to every single person. Now I'm speaking out subjective. With this, I conclude. I heard from Rav Nevinzel. This is amazing. I heard from Nevinzel. This is a bit amazing piece of history that I want to share with you. Actually, also share with you a fascinating anecdote that's consistent with this. I'm going to tell you Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal's chassan drasha. Rav Shlomo Zalman got married on a Purim Mishulsh. And his chassan's drasha was connected to this topic. I don't know if he would agree with everything we said, but it was connected to this topic. What was Rav Shlomo Zalman's chassan's drasha? That was whether it was mutter for him to get married on Purim. Was it mutter for him to get married on Purim? Why? There are some Rishonim that say that you can't get, because the Gemara says, v'samachta b'chagecha, v'loy b'yishtecha. So the Darkei Moshe already, all this is in the Siman, in Tav Reish Sadi Vav. The Darkei Moshe quotes that there are those who say, quotes a Mordechai, v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. That's how Chazal darshan. But lasos osam yimei mishta v'simcha doesn't preclude, it's b'chol mashe misameh oto. The Erech, the Lashon of the Darkei Moshe, not exactly. Anything that's misameh the person. In contrast to Yom Tov needs to be misamehta b'fagetha, has to be focused on b'fagetha v'lo b'shtefa. But when it comes to Purim, any simcha, so that even if the simcha is getting married, that's a kiyum. That's a kiyum of simchas Purim. What's the omek of what Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying? The omek of what Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying is this yisod. And that is that when it comes to Purim, the feel of Purim is not that there's a chaloy shame on the yoyim and there has to be a focus. But rather, the day itself is a day in which a person is supposed to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any way, and could be even a corporeal way that brings him close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So anything that's going to bring the individual to a state of simcha, even mishta creates simcha, nichmas yayin yotza sod, then that becomes a chelak of kim of simchas Purim. And therefore, one would be mekayim simchas Purim in that manner as well. So, b'siyata d'shvayi, let's review what we did tonight. By the way, the anecdote was that mishloach manos that they sent to each other was that the two families sent mishloach manos to each other, the Orbach family to and Shlomo Zalman's family was quite poor, and his wife's family was relatively wealthy. So they sent a mishloach manos and a beautiful set of rambams for Shlomo Zalman on that Purim. So Shlomo Zalman recounted that his parents were so poor that they couldn't send back a mishloach manos. So they rearranged, this Rav Nevinzel told me, they rearranged the mishloach manos. They sent it back. They had nothing else to buy for them. And they wrote a note and a petak, and they said, Al HaRambam HaKasheh. It was a Rambam that had a nice, beautiful binding on the outside, Ein Lanu Tshuva. And that hard Rambam, we don't have any answer. That was that same Purim, he said over this Torah. And that this Torah is that when it comes to Yom Tov is entirely different than Purim. And therefore, when you have the drasha of Samachta v'Chagecha v'lo b'shtecha, it doesn't apply. So b'siyata d'shvayi, we started with the Isser Melachah, and we saw that it's a minhag. That's how we paskin, and we asked the question: but why would the Isser Melachah be in a different way when you have it at night?
versus when you have a day. Why is it that the Prima Gadim says it only applies at night, during the day and not at night? So to answer that question, we saw that the Gemara seems to wait and hold back from the idea that Rebbe was Nota B'Simcha. Why does the Gemara, Rav Soloveitchik asks, why didn't the Gemara suggest that already earlier? So the Gemara, there was something that happened in the interim, and the interim was the Gemara's fascinating textual analysis of the description of Purim originally as a Yom Tov, and then the Gemara rejects it. So if it was a Yom Tov, so then in a Hanami, Paul Malacha would have been Asur. And then we pointed out, but there are other things that the Gemara didn't notice or didn't elaborate on, and that is that the order of Mishnah V'Simcha is switched. In other words, first it's described as Yom Tov with a day of Simcha and Mishta, and Matanas Avyonim is not mentioned. First is the second pasuk. There you have Mishta and then Simcha. And the Omek HaDavar is that the Mishta is that which creates the Simcha. And that is the whole Chiddush of Purim. The whole Chiddush of Purim is this Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sot, that it doesn't have a Chalwei Shem of a day Simcha, but rather the Mishta is what generates the Simcha, and that's what creates the challenge. And the Omek and the beauty of Purim is that Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sot. And that what comes out then is that the Rambam could possibly say that the halacha is, on the one hand, there's regular avelos on Purim, as the Rambam writes in Perek Yigimel and Hilchos Avel, yet at the same time, the Rambam describes Simchas Purim as being the most lofty type of simcha. What type of simcha does the Rambam talk about? Does the Rambam talk about Shvisi Hashem L'negi Sabed? Absolutely not. The Rambam doesn't talk about that at all. The Rambam talks about using what we have and sharing with others as being the ultimate simcha. What the Rambam is driving at is that there are the world looks at Avodas Hashem in a very lofty type of way, in an angelic type of way. But really, Avodas Hashem in its ultimate is the ability to be able to take the Tachtonim, is to take the lower worlds and to be able to be Mekadesh. With that, we saw the Rambam Shita in regards to Avelos and the Ramaz Sheet in regards to Avelis, and that answers the question about the Yisr Malafa. The Yisr Malafa is only a minuk. It's only a minuk. It's not based on Yom Tov. And therefore, since it's only a minuk, that minuk is about not being Mesiach Das from Simchas Purim. That's what the whole essence of it is about. Not to be Mesiach Das from it. I'll conclude with the following Ha'ara. Someone showed me that Ritzadok has this Ha'ara. The Rama had a tremendous sense of humor. First of all, by the way, I'm mentioning an entirely different context of the Rama. The Rama has a whole sefer that's Purim Torah on Megillah called Mefir Yayin. But I'm referring to a different part of the Rama's sense of humor. The Rama starts off Shulchan Aruch and quotes a pasuk, and he ends Shulchan Aruch with a pasuk. The Rama starts off Shulchan Aruch with Shvisi Hashem L'negdi Samit. And which, by the way, is the whole sefer Mor Nevuchim. If one would summarize one pasuk of for all Mor Nevuchim, it's Shvisi Hashem L'negisam. And yet the Rama concludes Shulchan Aruch with Hilchos Purim, Tov Lev Mishta Tamid. So the Rama had a beautiful sense of humor. Tamid, Tamid. You can't have two things Tamid. At first glance, you can't have two things Tamid. So what's the Oimek HaDavar? Oimek HaDavar is exactly what we've been saying now. The year starts off, Shulchan Aruch starts off, all Shulchan Aruch starts off. The direction is Shvisi Hashem L'negi Samed. But a person who lives Shvisi Hashem L'negi Samed reaches the point that Shvisi Hashem L'negi Samed is not a contradiction to Tov Lev Mishta Tamid. They're Hainu Hash. That's what the Rama is saying. They're Hainu Hash. There's really no stira. Halvai, we should be Zeifet, that we should, our Purim should be a Tziruf of Shvisi Hashem L'negi Samed and Tov Lev Mishta Tamid. Halavai that our lives should be lives in which we're constantly in that constant state of Shvisi Hashem L'negdi Samet, Tov Lev Mishta Tamid. That's the goal. That's the Chalois of Purim. That's the Chalois Hashana, and that's the celebration, which is not a Yom Tov, which has absolutely no Kedusha Sayom, because it's all about finding Kedusha where there is some Kedusha.